a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. We welcome you to Thursday. It is the 9th day of July. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 66 degrees.
Just waiting on overnight construction lane restrictions to open. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's still unclear if there will be fall sports in Utah public schools, and a youth basketball tournament underway in the Valley has been canceled.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on fall sports. John?
Yeah, Amanda, whether high school sports in Utah is a possibility this fall is going to likely come down to local schools and health districts. That's according to Utah High School Activities Association's executive committee. They met electronically yesterday to discuss some of the issues that they're going to still likely face in a couple of months. Now, one of the topics discussed was the fact that Salt Lake City is the only remaining city in the state still in the orange risk phase, which limits gatherings to 50 people or less. Now, that could complicate schedules in the fall with the gathering restriction and the current mask mandate being something that organizers are going to have to be mindful of. Now, ultimately, it will be the Board of Trustees that make the final decision about whether the association will sanction any games at all this fall. That group is set to meet later today. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A youth basketball tournament underway at Mountain America Expo Center has been shut down because of COVID-19. KSL Sports reporter Spencer Linton continues our live team coverage.
A confirmed case of COVID-19 has shut things down for Jam On It, also known as the Rocky Mountain Showcase, and disappointed thousands of excited young athletes and their coaches. Scheduled at the Mountain America Expo Center, the Salt Lake County Health Department has immediately suspended the tournament until, quote, we can complete a thorough epidemiologic investigation into who might have been exposed.
Jam On It organizers say the event is being postponed until next year.
We expect to learn later this morning whether the governor will mandate face covering statewide. Governor Gary Herbert has been meeting with legislative leaders and is facing increasing pressure from several organizations, including the Utah Hospital Association.
Avoid all that hardship we went through in March and April, then people have to start realizing, wait a minute, it's a fairly small sacrifice to wear a mask.
UHA President Greg Bell warns, given current infection levels, we could overwhelm hospitals by the end of the month. The governor's announcement is expected at 11:30. You can hear that announcement here on KSL News Radio.
Despite a large number of new positive cases of COVID-19 yesterday, state epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says we're seeing a little bit of a plateau in cases.
Still, with schools planning on opening this fall, there's lots to do in order to see those numbers significantly fall.
We want to make sure that our cases go from this plateau to a decline so that we can safely reopen our economy more and more.
When asked on KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic if she would be behind mandating face coverings for Utahns, she says that's Governor Herbert's decision and that he generally has left that up to the individual jurisdictions. As for whether schools should open in the fall, she says she has confidence that area school districts have a plan that involves common sense approaches to hygiene, cleanliness, and plans for safe social distancing. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A neighboring state pauses the school bell for now. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, Arizona is delaying the start of the school year until August 17th at the earliest. Dr. Sam Durante in Phoenix says testing shows the problem.
So you're seeing the positivity rate increase to around 30%.
Data analysis shows Arizona's 33,000 per million infection rate is tops in the world. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms issued an executive order requiring face masks be worn in public. She joins other mayors in that metro area requiring masks.
All those in favor, Aye.
Governor Kemp says cities can't make their own rules, citing state preemption over local ordinances. First-time unemployment claims expected to remain above a million when the Labor Department releases last week's figures this morning. Correspondent Ben Thomas says some companies are still looking at more layoffs.
United Airlines is warning nearly half of its U.S. staff that they could be furloughed in October.
The airline can't lay off workers before October as a condition of the payroll protection loan in the bill. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Glee actress Naya Rivera is missing, presumed drowned, after her 4-year-old son was found alone on a boat in California's Ventura County. The 33-year-old actress went swimming from the boat yesterday afternoon. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Attorney General William Barr is talking about protesters in an exclusive interview. ABC's Pierre Thomas asked Barr about clearing protesters in Lafayette Park across from the White House.
We pressed the Attorney General about that moment in June when mostly peaceful protesters were cleared out of Lafayette Park by force. Earlier, William Barr standing right there. Moments later, the president stood for that photo op.
Was it done because the president was going to go over and walk and have a photo op?
No, the plan was to move the demonstrators up toward I Street. It was not done to set up a photo op.
Barr recently said there's no systemic racism in policing. But during our interview today, he acknowledged a racial profiling problem.
More from Pierre coming up in a live interview at 6:45 on Utah's Morning News.